I just looked up, and guess what, Jim?
What?
Knackers Earl isn't playing for Storm.
Oh, so you have you single-handedly flattened him.
You know who is playing? Sonny Vanilla-Walu. We're not hearing that again. I'm sick to death.
All right, well, what have you got, Brad?
Tucky's bow.
Style.
Right.
Tucky's bow.
Who is that? Whose bow? Someone's bow.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Beautiful. Well done.
Give us some golf balls. Tailor-made.
Tailor-made.
So we get five finalists.
Yep.
We come into Tailor-made, Stimulator. Yeah. Or the simulator. The simulator, Jim.
We were going so well. Because you were the country ambassador.
Oh, exactly.
Which I think is farcical, given you've spent a minute in the country.
Old Muesling Brownless. Muse him and rouse about him.
Muesling Brownless.
Anyway.
What else have you got for
Well, what have I got, Jim?
Oh, no.
I'm just that wrapped up in myself.
No.
The woman said to the man, "Every time you smile, I feel like inviting you back to my house, my place."
Oh, no.
Uncontrolled vomiting, basically.
Vomiting, yeah.
Both ends, or just?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't actually
vomiting.
Bill,
both ends.
Yes.
Much to your own displeasure.
Because most people vomit out of their ass.
Well, that can happen, Jim. It goes both ways. What about Ollie Wines last week? It was very ordinary. We might add a crack at it.
Ordinary.
Ordinary.
Maddie.
On Alma Fudd over
here. We play a game here, Sammy boy. Is it true or not true?
Mm-hmm.
True or false, probably.
False. Yeah. True or false.
Quick one, Bill. Socks off. Quick one.
A quick one.
Yes. Go on.
A boy wore... Someone come into this the other day.
What are you doing?
The woman noticed this and asks, "Is your date running late?" "No," he replies. "Q has just given me the state of an of the art watch."
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
"And I'm just testing it."
Right.
The intrigued woman says, "State of art. I like that. What is so special about this watch?" "Well," says James, "it uses alpha waves to talk to me." Bond explains. Well, I'm. Now, but you are pretty smart. Oh, let's have a look.
Run back over the Sean Grigg intro from Fat. He has retired.
Has battled injuries since 2017 grand final. Retired. He's retired. Retired. I come back, Jim. The operation, at one stage you were thinking about getting some donor. Or what do you call it?
No, don't say anything, Danny. What's it called?
No, he's getting a donation.
Oh! of what type, Bill?
Well, for his knee. Yes. So I don't know, off the hamstring of a dead person.
Yeah, that's partially correct.
Yeah, Bill. Well, you explain it better.
Get a nice bottle of champagne or something, yeah. Dunny, just to make it feel really special.
No drinking at the moment with the breast milk.
Oh, I see. So.
Oh, straight and arrow. Yes, the breast milk, and then they get anyway.
What do they get, Bill?
Oh, starts with M, I reckon.
Yeah, mastitis. Yeah, mastitis. Anyway, it's the rain, heavy. So one night we're sitting there in the lounge room and it was pissing down, excuse the language.
Yes.
Really, cats and dogs. There was puddles everywhere. It was very, very heavy. Lightning, very, very frightening. But it was...
Listen to where he's going with this.
I just got on a little roll.
You did?
Somebody stop him. Anyway, I'm not a beer yet.
Now too far.
Yeah. And one last one.
Come on.
And the soccer. Now, let me set the scene here, Jim.
Set it.
They're playing at Anfield. Okay.
Oh, that's the
Liverpool.
In what?
Full house in the Champions League. So whoever wins this game, no. Liverpool.
This is the scene set.
Liverpool are 3-0 down on aggregate.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So the first leg was played in Barcelona.
Yes, and they won 3-0.
Thank you, Bill.
Right?
3-0.
And after the game, unbelievable scenes, wasn't there, Rabs?
Mm.
All the players and officials got together and sang, "Never break us down."
Never break us down.
What is Fritsch, by the way?
German.
German?
Yeah.
How?
What is that? That's an American Indian.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. G'day, you Rabs.
Now, Bill.
Cold and raining, and actually, I just spoke to Robbo. He's downstairs in Clarendon Street. Robbo, is it still raining?
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
Yeah.
What about the smoothness of that throw?
Well, Jamie Elliott ruled out with a hamstring this week. That's good news. Or no, well, not no, a
How's that good news?
Well, he just handed it to me. I was flabbergasted.
Another one you've got to be careful of too is breadcrumbing, Bill. Now, this is when, this would have happened to you when you keep getting messages from someone,
right,
but they've actually got no intention of going out with you.
Oh, what is that?
So
what
it's like Hansel Gretel type situation.
I know the poem.
Oh, no.
The poem.
Well, the nursery rhyme or whatever it is.
Fable.
The poem.
The poem.
Yep,
it totally is. And at the meeting at Werribee, also there was a video unveiled.
Yes.
Unveiled, actually.
Riley Preston. Hello, Riley.
Jimmy, Billy, how are you?
Well, who got hit in the head by something unusual?
Oh, no.
Hello, Jeff Riley.
What Bill does really well is he resets the topic so that people listening who have maybe just come into the show know exactly the question we're asking, like this. Shane.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Shane. What have...
Oh, we got a group of about four.
Bill, don't cut it out. He cut it out.
What have... that you just stopped.
Golden State are taking on Portland at the minute,
mm-hmm,
in a nice game. I'll give you the results in a minute.
Well, spoiler alert.
Yeah, but Ben Simmons, he doesn't play. Andrew Bogut started for the Warriors. Well, I remember I went over there, Jim.
Right.
I went over there with our good friends from TAB. Shut up. Good story, this. And I go up to buy a T-shirt, a Golden State Warriors T-shirt,
yes,
and I said I'll have the yellow. What colour are they? Yellow?
Yep.
I said I'll have the green because they must have two. Do they? Green and
I thought you said this is a good story.
It's a good story.
Well, if I remembered it, it'd be good.
Oh, no.
Some other sports. B-ball. We got the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
The Bucks defeated... Oh, hang on. We just close your ears.
Oh, what? Close your ears. So he's already given the result away, and now you're doing a spoiler alert.
A spoiler alert, Jim.
17 or 18, Bill, yeah.
That's a good effort. And then... but you were picked as a leg-spinning... All-rounder.
Oh, hello.
I just had to have a look at that.
Jamie and Billy. Oh, we get a world expert on climate change to ring this station and tell us about the dangers, and you say this to him.
Sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire. We've got Martin Rice on here.
Yes.
A doctor, of course.
And then...
Head of research, Jim.
After you say to him that he sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire, you then call him Marty.
Well,
what do you think? He's Marty McFly or something?
Fair. You have a listen to Mrs. Doubtfire, Jim. Have a listen.
This is my nightly meringue mask, part of my beauty regimen. What it is basically egg whites, creme fraiche, powdered sugar, vanilla, and a little touch of alum.
So it sounds nothing like him.
No, when you do that, comparison.
Comparison.
Comparison.